Being a Stephen King fan, not easy, but oh so rewarding. By Hans-Åke Lilja. Hans-Åke Lilja is the founder of Lilja's Library, a leading Stephen King fan website for the past 22 years. Lilja has just released his third Stephen King-connected book, Shining in the Dark, both in the U.S. and internationally. His first two King-themed books are Lilja's Library, The World of Stephen King, 2010, and The Illustrated Stephen King Movie Trivia Book, 2013. Lilja has also conducted two lengthy interviews with Stephen King. Lilja lives with his family in Sweden. I've been a Stephen King fan for as long as I can remember. Well, almost. I got my first book when I was 13 years old. It was a Christmas present and an attempt by my parents to get me to read something other than comics. I'm not sure why they picked Carrie. Maybe someone recommended it to them. I got it, read it, and liked it. Not as much as comics, though. Soon after, I was supposed to read a book in school for a book report. Not being an avid reader, I didn't have a clue what to read. But then I saw a copy of Cujo, the one with the dog fangs on the cover, I'm sure you know it, and I thought that if I'm going to spend time reading a book, it should at least have a cool cover. Cujo did. But it had so much more. And while I read the book, a love for King's work developed, and I have never looked back. For a number of years, I read every book by Stephen King that had been translated into my native language, Swedish, and I had a lot to catch up on. But I did, and a collection of Swedish books started to form. But as the 90s rolled around, I had read all the books that had been translated, and I realized two things. The first was that the Swedish publisher didn't rush the translations of the books. It could be years before a book was translated. And second, there were a lot of books that hadn't been translated. What eventually pushed me over the edge and got me reading the books in English for good was the fact that the third Dark Tower book was released, and I didn't have the patience to wait to find out what happened to Roland and the others. After reading a few books in English, I also noticed that I enjoyed hearing King's voice, which is somewhat lost in translated text, no matter how well translated it is, in the stories. When 1996 rolled around, the internet became accessible to everyone. I was a student at the time and spent a lot of time in front of a computer. As I surfed the net, I started to find other King fans online, sites and forums that talked about King and his work. Being from the small country of Sweden, where I usually learned about a book when it showed up on the shelves in the stores, a brand new world opened itself to me. I could now find out about books released in the U.S. I could get the bookstores here in Sweden to order them for me. English books were not all that common in Swedish bookstores back then. Some of the first books I ordered were the 6 installments of The Green Mile. Each month, I got a new book. The bookstore where I ordered them wanted to wait and order them all at the same time, when the last one was out, but I didn't go for that. I wanted them as soon as I could, and they arranged that for me. As time moved on and I got more and more used to finding info on the internet, I started to feel that I wanted more. I wanted sites that listed all of King's books, that listed all the stories. I wanted sites that reported news about King and his work. But that was hard to find. Remember, this was back in 1996, and the internet was new. Most sites had revolving skulls, red text, and black backgrounds. In short, the internet was new, and we were all unsure how to use it. But I was 26, and thought I had the world under my arm and can do anything. So, when I didn't find the King site that I was looking for, there was never any doubt about what to do. I created the site I wanted, and Lilja's Library, The World of Stephen King, was born. The first version of the page didn't look very exciting, and it was far from what I wanted, but it was there, and it was alive, and I decided that I was going to do the best I could with it. Little did I know that I would write this 21 years later and still be running the site. But here we are, and the site is bigger than ever. I have met King 3 times, interviewed him on the phone twice, and released 3 books connected to King's work, the latest of which will be released in at least 5 different languages. Who would have believed that 21 years ago? Well, not me. But I love every second of it, and feel like I could go on for another 20 years. But as with everything in life, there have been ups and downs. Times when other things have taken up my time and the site has been neglected. Not totally, but some, and sometimes more than I wanted. But luckily those times have been few and short, and Stephen King has always been a presence in my life since back in 1983 when I discovered him. I don't think there's been a day since then that I haven't done or thought about something connected to King or his work. Sometimes it might just have been as little as the fact that I was reading a book or seeing a movie, or just reading something about someone who I know as a fan of King. And when it's been at its height, I've been planning trips to see King, doing interviews or experiencing the excitement when a new book arrives and you open that first page. But either way, King has been and is very present in my life. As I write this, I'm in one of the peak periods. I was in New York just a few weeks ago where I saw Stephen and Owen read from Sleeping Beauties and got a chance to speak to them both backstage. I'm in various stages of editing 5 different editions of the books, Shining in the Dark. In about a month, I'll be going to Bulgaria for the first time to promote Shining in the Dark. And a few months after that, I'll do an 8-stop, 5-day tour in Sweden talking about Stephen King. It is a hectic time, but again, I love every second of it and wouldn't trade it for anything. But it's not always easy to be a King fan. I have discovered that many of us King fans have the mind of a collector. And with King, there is a lot to collect. You can collect every book in every version. You can collect all the movies, all the magazines that King has been published in, and so on. There is no end to what you can collect, other than the limitations of your wallet, because collecting King isn't cheap. And in the beginning, I collected everything I could get my hands on. When it was at its worst, yeah, I chose to call it worst. I even had a VHS tape where I collected trailers and teasers from TV. This was before those things were on the internet. As well as that text that ran at the end of the day, showing what was going to air tomorrow. Basically, the text said something like, "The Shining, 8 p.m. I know, it was crazy. But that was how much of a collector I was. I then decided that it's not possible to collect everything connected to King. At least, not for me. Now I have a more, for me, healthy mindset to collecting King. I collect one book in each language King has been translated into, and I collect movie props from King movies. But that's it. But why the site, you might ask? Why do I spend so much time on Stephen King and his work? Well, it's easy. I love to read his books, and even if I didn't have the site, I would read all the books and read all the information I could find about King and his books. I would still read it and enjoy it. The only extra step I do is to put it all on a website. And since I have done this for over 20 years, I have a routine that makes it quite easy to post an update or news about a book. But one of the reasons I still do it is because of all the new friends I've made over the years through the site. So many people who, like me, love to read, talk, and live King. And that is one of the biggest rewards. And it's a reward that never ends. I get new messages every day from people asking about King, commenting about King, or in some other way, talking King with me. That is one of the reasons I keep the site alive. Another reason are all the fun things I have gotten to do thanks to the site. I have met King, I have interviewed him, and I've been able to edit a book, Shining in the Dark, which is full of stories from great authors. And let me tell you, editing a book is, in itself, the subject for an essay. Plus, every time I start my phone now, I see a photo of me and King. To me, that is a great treat, and I feel very humble to have experienced all this. But what it all comes down to in the end, for me, is the excitement I get when I open a new King book and know that I have several hundred of unread pages in front of me. That is pure joy.